Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Ema McCarthy. On Wednesday, in his general audience, Pope Benedict XVI returned to his series of lessons on the life of the Church in the Middle Ages.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the Christian culture of the Middle Ages, we now turn to the Thomas Aquinas, known as the Doctor Communis, whose life and teaching have always been revered as an outstanding model for theologians. As a young student of the University of Naples, Thomas was introduced to the recently rediscovered works of Aristotle. Much of his scholarly life would be devoted to studying the philosopher's authentic teaching, discerning its valid elements, and demonstrating its value for Christian thought. Thomas entered the order of preachers, studied under Albert the Great, and taught theology in Cologne, Paris, Rome, and Naples. Among his many commentaries and systematic works, the great Summa Theologiae reveals his critical gifts and his conviction of the natural harmony between faith and reason. Thomas also composed the liturgical text for the new feast of Corpus Domini, whose hymns reflect his deep Eucharistic faith and theological wisdom. At the end of his life, St. Thomas stopped writing, after a mystical experience which convinced him that all he had written was a straw in comparison with the infinite grandeur and beauty of God's truth. In coming catechism, we'll explore the thought and writings of this great theologian.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.